I have a question for you, Socrates. Can goodness be taught, or do we acquire it through practice? Or if humans become good neither by teaching nor by practice, then perhaps it comes to us by nature, or in some other way.
You know, there was a time when people from Thessaly were famous among the Greeks only for riches and horse riding. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you are equally famous for wisdom, especially at Larissa, the native city of your friend Aristippus. Gorgias is responsible for this. When Gorgias went there, the best young minds fell in love with his wisdom, including your lover Aristippus and the other leaders of Thessaly. He taught you the habit of answering questions in the grand and bold style of those who know. This is the style in which Gorgias answers all questions. Any Greek may ask him anything. My dear Meno, things are quite different here in Athens. Wisdom is a scarce commodity. It seems to have relocated from us to you. I'm sure that if you were to ask the Athenians whether goodness is natural or acquired, they would laugh in your face. They would probably say, "Stranger, you have far too good an opinion of me. If I were inspired, I might answer your question. But I don't even know the meaning of goodness, much less whether or not it is acquired by teaching." Meno, I live in this impoverished land, and I am as poor as the rest of its citizens. I confess with shame that I know nothing about goodness. So if I don't know what it is, how can I know its qualities? If I knew nothing at all about Meno, how could I tell whether he was handsome, rich, and noble, or the opposite of these qualities? Do you think I could?
Of course not. But Socrates, are you serious when you say you don't know the meaning of goodness? Do you want me to report that news when I go back home?
My dear Meno, you can tell them that, and you can also say that, in my opinion, I've never known of anyone else who did.
Didn't you meet Gorgias when he was here in Athens?
Yes, I did.
And don't you think that he knew?
I don't have a good memory, Meno, so I can't tell what I thought of him at the time. I suppose he did know, and that you know what he said. Remind me of how he put it. Or maybe you would rather tell me your own view. I suspect that you and he agree.
We do.
Well, he isn't here, so let's forget about him. Meno, please be so kind as to tell me what you think goodness is. I would be delighted to find that I am mistaken and that you and Gorgias really know the meaning of goodness.
Socrates, it's not difficult to answer that question. First, consider what's good in a man. A man is good when he knows how to manage the republic and do it in a way that would benefit his friends and harm his enemies, being careful not to suffer harm himself. It is also easy to describe a woman's goodness. A good woman brings order to her house, cares for its contents, and obeys her husband. What's good differs with age and every stage of life, depending on whether a person is young or old, male or female, enslaved or free. There are many kinds of goodness. It has many definitions, because it is relative to the actions and ages of each of us in all that we do. And the same may be said of what's bad, Socrates.
This is my lucky day, Meno. I ask you for one form of goodness, and you present me with a whole swarm of them. So, let's follow the metaphor of the swarm. If I ask you to tell me what is the nature of a bee, and you answer that there are many kinds of bees, then I would ask you whether bees differ as bees because there are many different kinds of them, or because they are distinguished by some other quality, such as their size, shape, or beauty. How would you answer that?
I would say that bees do not differ from each other as bees.
Suppose that I went on to say, that's what I want to know, Meno. Identify the quality that makes them all alike, not the ones that make them different. Would you be able to answer that?